Thanks, Greg. Yes, we have caught up backstage with Louis Lortie. That was amazing. Bravo.
Thank you very much.
That work, The Wanderer Fantasy, has been transformed so many times. I guess Schubert wrote it as a song and then wrote a piano version and then later Liszt transcribed it. What was your first experience with the piece?
Well, I learned this piece in the context of learning all the works for piano and orchestra by Liszt. And there are quite a few, unfortunately, in the concert hall these days. You still hear only Concerto No. 1. There are like 10 other works for piano and orchestra, and unfortunately, nobody plays them these days. Also, with orchestra, there are so many choices. I'm very grateful to Yannick that he wanted, he knew that I play so many off the beaten track repertoire, and he asked especially for this piece. I'm very grateful.
Well, considering all its transformations, how do you approach it? Do you think about the story of the wanderer? And what's the relationship between you and the orchestra?
Well, I think this piece is very interesting on a formal point of view, because actually a lot of people see it as the ancestor of a lot of the big forms using monothematic material throughout. For the performer, it's very important to have this unity throughout, a unity of pulse, and of how you help the material being transformed and being understood. And of course, the coloring with the orchestra is very different than in the piano solo. So it's a lot of matching up with the textures. But as most pianists will have performed the solo version, you know exactly how the balance should proceed. Because even if it's transformed with an orchestration, basically the proportions are remaining.
So have you played it as just as a piano piece as well?
Yes, I did, actually. That's how I had learned the piece first. I must say it's much more difficult, of course, to play it with the complete material. When you're sharing with the orchestra, it becomes much more of a reasonable piece, technically.
Are there any parts that you continually go back to that you love?
Well, it's, I would say the central core of this piece is really the first page of the slow movement. There's nothing you can do about it. It's so dense. It's one of the most profound things that I know by Schubert, that when you are practicing just for yourself this piece, you just continuously repeat that page because you always sort of try to go deeper and deeper. It's really like an abyss. In a way. So it's fascinating.
Wow. So it's really beautiful. We really enjoyed it. Well, we're so happy that you're here in Philadelphia. And thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time.
My pleasure.